the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump spoke at an emotional hours-long memorial for Charlie Kirk before a jam-packed State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk. And neither now will history.
Kirk's widow, Erica, preached love.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk told supporters she's forgiven her husband's assassin. During his speech, President Trump teased an administration announcement today on autism.
Because obviously there was something really wrong, and we think we know what that is. I think it's going to be one of the most important news conferences I'll ever have, and I look so forward to it.
The Washington Post says officials are ready to tie the risk of autism to women who take Tylenol while they're pregnant. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
I spoke to a researcher who was part of a major study published just last year that followed 2.5 million children in Sweden over 25 years. He said, use of acetaminophen, which is the active ingredient in Tylenol, during pregnancy was not associated with an increased risk of autism in children.
President Trump is directing his attorney general to get a move on and step up prosecutions of his political enemies, like former FBI Director James Comey. CBS's Willie James Inman from the White House.
Over the weekend, we saw President Trump put pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice to go after what he sees as his political enemies, saying that the Department of Justice should look into them and adding that justice must be served.
More countries are lining up to recognize Palestinian statehood.
With world leaders poised for this week's UN General Assembly meeting.
The United Kingdom formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Britain joining Portugal, Canada, and Australia, with France expected to add its endorsement at a UN conference later today. A majority of UN members now insisting the two-state solution is the only path to lasting Middle East peace. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Jewish High Holy Days begin this evening, and Los Angeles police chief says they will increase patrols around synagogues and Jewish community centers in response to a rise in anti-Semitic attacks across the country. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins at sundown. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, ends at nightfall on October 2nd. Dow futures are down 141. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a data boom brewing in southeastern Wisconsin. Microsoft's in the final stages of building what it calls the most powerful AI data center in Mount Pleasant. That's a $7 billion project announced last week that will house three giant buildings and employ hundreds of workers. But that is just the start. Microsoft is also continuing plans for a data center in Kenosha on land near I-94 and 142. In Caledonia, an unknown operator has been trying to build a data center there on land near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Someone that shouldn't have had a gun is charged in a Racine shooting last week. A criminal complaint says 52-year-old Renard Vincent Riley is accused of attempted homicide after a man was hit by gunfire last Thursday. Police say Riley fired a rifle at close range during an argument near 12th and Schiller. The victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries but is expected to survive. Riley is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, obstructing police, and bail jumping. And single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 62.
I like the future. People don't even drink coffee anymore. Everyone's on the energy drink kick, which I don't understand. Because energy drinks don't seem safe. I get coffee. That's a bean. It grows. Thank you so much, Earth. Man, you did a real good job on that. Where are they growing the stuff in the energy drink at? It doesn't even seem grow. I can't pronounce the ingredients. I'm just going to have to assume you're cooking it up in a meth lab in Mississippi. Right? I poured an energy drink into a glass recently. It looked like some stuff that could turn a regular turtle into a ninja turtle. Why is this stuff glowing? I ain't trying to be a ninja turtle. Energy drinks seem so dangerous, in fact, that I bet in 2040, they're gonna have to run commercials on TV that are like, did you, a loved one, or someone you know, drink an energy drink or a supplement in the early 21st century and now shake uncontrollably? Because if you did, you're gonna need to call the law offices of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Before we get to our special guest, guess what time it is? It's time for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club levels tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. Now, this word's the key word this hour is new. N-E-W, new. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, which is WRJN, of course, and use the text button to send the keyword new for your chance to win in this multi-state contest. Again, the keyword is new, N-E-W. We make them simple, all right? So find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use that text button to send your keyword right now. Yep, until the end of the hour. Good luck. So again, go to the app. The Civic Media app, look for WRJN. You'll see all the Civic Media stations there. Click on WRJN. You'll see a little text line at the bottom. Text us the word new, and you're all set to rock and roll, all right? And you'll be in the running for the gold gold jewelry and the $200 cash today, and also those green and gold tickets. When we can take you to Green Bay, we'll I think we've been giving a gas card. I heard some rumor like that. And you get those club level seats. All right. So that's the grand prize drawing. But right now, before any of that, we got Megan Jestman here. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You got a very long title. I'm going to shorten it, but I'm going to give you the full title now. Regional Supervisor, Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, Ascension All Saints, Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation, Ascension St. Francis. I'm exhausted just listening to the title. That's good. Okay. So in essence, you're the supervisor at Cardio Rehab, and I've been there because I had heart surgery 14 years ago, so I was there, so I know what it's like. And you've got to keep yourself in, you know, some kind of physical condition, because yet the valve that I had is a loner. I mean, some cow gave it to me, and I got to take care of it. And you got to do some exercise. You can't just sit there on the couch and watch Dateline reruns all day long, because it'll rot away. So you have a couple of events coming up. We've got a walk coming up, and we've also got a wellness fair coming up. Let's talk about the walk first, because that's coming up the soonest.
Sure. So coming up, we have a Walk Where You're At event that is in partnership with the American Heart Association. So on Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m., there is the American Heart Association Heart Walk happening both in Milwaukee and then also right here in Racine at the All Saints campus. We understand that not everybody can make it up to Milwaukee, and so we're glad to host everybody to take a walk with us on the All Saints campus, as well as learning a little bit more about the cardiovascular services.
Now, this is not a run like the Lighthouse Run. This is a stroll, a walk.
Correct.
And
correct.
No one's running. We're not trying to break a world Guinness record here. We're just trying to walk. And again, so the walk, it's a mile walk.
It's a 1 mile.
And where's
loop.
The starting point?
At our main entrance, in the lobby of the main entrance, is where our guests will check in. And then while they're there, they can learn a little bit more about ways that they can prevent heart disease, as well as get some their blood pressure checked, learn about the risk factors for heart disease, and even a few heart healthy samples.
Now, I have a cardiologist at Ascension, and every time they take my blood pressure, oh, please don't make it be up. Please, 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 please. And she says, oh, it's perfect. 120 over 80. And I think it goes up because I get nervous. Because as they're pumping around, they're looking at it, and I don't want to see one of these. Just, oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, no. Quick. Call 911. We got a problem here. So, so you got to keep walking. Got to exercise. My wife and I bought a membership to the Racine Zoo, and we use it just for walking. We walk around the zoo, and I think it's like 0.6 miles walking around, and it's good because you get to see the animals and you get to talk to them and tell them your problems and they don't care and I walk around again. So we bought that. Unfortunately, we don't do it as much as we'd like, but, you know, you got to keep walking.
You can't
just sit in that chair watching TV all day or just waste away.
Yeah.
So the walk is coming up when again?
It's Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m. And again, we'll make that 1 mile loop through campus. And we'll have some information for our guests as well.
You know, I just saw this movie the other day. I didn't want to see it, but my friend of mine wanted to see the movie. It was called The Long Walk. Did you hear about it? Stephen King movie?
No.
And it's about, I don't know, they said it takes place in the future, but the cars looked like they were from the 1950s. Anyway, each will get one person from each state to go on this walk. And there's no, it's just when nobody's left and the last person's left, you win. And at the end, they've walked over 4 days without stopping. You can't go less or more than 3 miles an hour. Imagine walking 4 days without stopping.
Well, fortunately, this is not that long.
No, this is not going to be a 4-day walk.
It is a fundraiser, though, for the American Heart Association.
Yeah.
So, you know, the American Heart Association provides us with a lot of research and treatment guidelines that help us bring best practice care right here in Racine. And so it's important for us to partner with American Heart Association and keep Racine safe as a community and help them be healthy.
I'm almost ashamed to say this, but when I was in high school, we had to do a 1 mile walk. Actually, it was a run around the track. And you had to go, I forget how many times around the track you had to go. But there was a point on the track where the gym teacher couldn't see us. There was a building there. We can go behind it. I can't believe that when I was like 17 years old, I was exhausted going around this track. We used to hide behind the building. He had a speaker. Rosen, keep moving. You know, because he wouldn't see you for a while. And then he had to start running again. I was 17 and I was winded doing a mile around that track. Anyway, and you also have a wellness fair coming up. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We've got Megan Justman here, who is a regional supervisor at cardiopulmonary rehab at Ascension All Saints in Racine and also in St. Francis. More coming up in just a moment. Quick reminder, we've got the multi-state contest going on right now at WRJN. Your chance to win some jewelry and $200. That's our daily prize, gold jewelry and $200. Also, the grand prize club-level tickets to go see the green and gold. The Green Bay Packers take on the Minnesota team, and that'll be coming up in November. Now, here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app and look for WRJN on there. When you see WRJN, click on it and text the keyword this hour, new, N-E-W, new, text it, and you'll be in the running for the jewelry and also the $200 cash and then the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets in November. So do it right now. Don't forget. You have until 8 o'clock to get that done. 7:15, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beat. Let's do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged a Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Get ready to
go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And don't forget, our keyword this hour is new, N-E-W. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Text the word new for your chance to get in on the winnings. Megan Justman is here. We talked about the walk coming up this Saturday. We'll review that in a moment. First, you got a wellness fair coming up.
We do.
And this is kind of to prevent people from getting sick. Everyone's going to get a cold. Everyone gets the flu. Everyone gets that kind of stuff. But we're talking about the serious stuff like heart problems. Because a lot of that's preventable.
A lot of it's preventable.
Yeah. I had a murmur in my heart most of my life, and I knew it was there. Doctor, you know you got a murmur? Yeah, I know. Until it got so bad, the doctor said to me, you got 6 months to a year to live. What do you want to do? Can we operate tomorrow? Today's Monday. Can we do it Tuesday? Anyway, so let's talk about the wellness fair coming up.
Yeah. So we have a free wellness fair coming up on Thursday, October 2nd. That will run from 4 to 6:30 p.m., and that is in partnership with some of our other community organizations, in particular, our local police and fire. We also have Flight for Life scheduled to land.
Oh, so you got a helipad there at
All Saints
Racine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Flight for Life is scheduled to land pending, you know, any emergencies or bad weather. The event will be held outdoors in the medical office building C parking lot. So
that's if you're looking at the main hospital and you're standing on Spring Street off to the right, there's that other building. Is that the building you're talking about?
It's the same building that we have urgent care, pharmacy, right. lab, kind of across the street from the parking structure as well.
Yeah, it's not in the main hospital building. It's off to the, although I did hear you can get there underground, right?
Yeah, we do have a tunnel inside. Yeah.
Wow. See, I didn't know that till recently. I remember one day I had a walk. It was raining outside. Somebody said, you take the tunnel? There's a secret tunnel? I didn't know about a secret tunnel. Do you need like a secret handshake or password to get in?
No, you don't. And it goes right behind cardiac rehab. So
you're under the street?
Yeah.
In the parking lot. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That was a hint. So I got soaking wet. I'm going over there to pick up a prescription. And then I found out there's a secret hideaway to get in there. All right. So at the wellness, let's talk about some of the things you could, you know, find out about there.
Sure, absolutely. So we're going to have a lot of hands-on activities for our guests of all ages. So from pediatrics to orthopedics, we will have hands-on activities such as a teddy bear clinic where kids can bring their teddy bear for a checkup. We will have some lessons on hands-only CPR, information on your heart or your lungs, and have some great samples from our teaching kitchen. And so I think it's going to be a fun day or a fun evening.
And you find out things about yourself maybe you didn't know before and take care of yourself. And you'll find out how unsafe cigarettes are for you. You know, I can't believe in this day and age, people think, well, I just have a pack a day. That's okay. It's not okay. You're talking about a person who never smoked a cigarette in his life. So I can, I know it's a hard habit to break. I understand, you know, people get it. Well, a good friend of mine, his daughter just had a baby and he can't have cigarettes in that house. When the baby comes over, he stopped from whatever, a pack a day, whatever he had, to nothing.
Impressive.
And I said, are you okay? She said, yeah, I'm fine.
Sometimes it's just that one thing that's really important to you.
Well, I stopped a few things. My wife didn't like the fact that I was drinking diet soda, 4 bottles a morning, because I don't drink coffee. I never had coffee before, so I need to look at that. I heard a gasp go up. And I said, 4 bottles. So, and that was my caffeine in the morning. So then she said, you know, that's all chemicals. There's no anything in there. Water and chemicals you're drinking. I said, okay, I'll stop. And that was about 9, 10 years ago. I was, okay, I won't drink it anymore. So I stopped drinking all soda, because if diet soda is not good for you, I'm sure the rest of the stuff isn't that great for you either. The ironic thing is when we go out to Culver, she drinks soda. You know, that's not fair. Anyway, so I just stopped all soda. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke. So I'm running out of things to do. So what do I drink in the morning? Water. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink coffee. I love the smell of coffee. They have it brewing here in the radio station. I love the smell of it. You ever try it?
Coffee?
Yeah.
Sure.
I never tried it. It smells great, though. Okay, so let's do a review here.
Yeah.
For people. So coming up is the walk. This is for the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. It's coming up this Saturday. Is that Saturday the 27th already this Saturday?
Saturday the 27th. And
it's at Ascension All Saints. Yeah,
it's at Ascension All Saints campus. It is in partnership with the walk that is happening in Milwaukee. So they'll happen in tandem, but here in Racine is an option for
You don't link up anywhere and like cut a hay, do you?
No, okay. No. Just a 1 mile loop through our campus. Again, it's a fundraiser for American Heart Association.
You know, it might be fun to do it at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair sometime. Get everybody on the racetrack there and walk 1 mile. Because they say it's a mile, but it doesn't look like a mile on that track. That's what they call it anyway. So how do people sign up for it?
They can either register on the American Heart Association website. They can find the team Walking with Heart at All Saints and join that team. Or if they want to come the morning of, we will register them on site.
Now, do you want people to get sponsors, you know, like a 10 cents a mile or whatever?
Yeah, it's a donation. It's not required, but it is an option as a way to help raise funds for American Heart Association.
And my very first radio station back in the 70s, we did a walk for the March of Dimes. Now, I was told later on that was the first walk for a charity ever. We did it, and this is New York. They did it. We had some hockey player, which I never heard of before. He was the big celebrity of the thing. And people were walking, and they didn't know much about it because nobody had walked before. And you had a sheet of sponsors. You got like 10 cents a mile, nickel a mile, whatever it was. And they started the walk. And I think it was the first one, the March of Dimes walk. It was like 1973, 72, somewhere around there.
Wow.
It was freezing cold. It was in mid-October. Everybody was dressed in their winter coats.
Hopefully we have good weather on Saturday. We do have a backup plan.
Yes, I was going to ask you the backup plan.
We do have a backup plan for an indoor walk if the weather does not allow.
Is that the track inside cardio rehab?
It is the track inside cardio rehab.
That's a neat track.
It is a nice track, yeah.
And it's got the lanes like it's a real, you know, track and field event.
Yeah, there are markers on the track that help us to know how far people have walked, yeah. It might get a little crowded in there, so that's why the hope is to be outside and enjoy the fresh air. But if we need to, we can move inside, and that's okay.
All right, that's neat. Okay, and you've got the, coming up a little later on will be the...
Fall Wellness Fest.
I'm looking right at it in my camera. I was looking at the date, Thursday, October 2nd. That's coming up in the afternoon, 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And this is going to be located...
on the hospital grounds in the parking lot behind the medical office building C.
Now, if it does rain...
there will be signs directing you indoors.
Okay, so see, that's great to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Because some of these events can't have like the party on the pavement. You can't have a backup plan for it. There's only one pavement. And it's outside. So, well, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great event. And it's always good to interact with the community in a way that is not in an emergency situation when you're not sick. It's always great to come out and learn what resources we have for you so that when you need us, you know where to find us.
Now, in cardio rehab, I know what it is because I've been there. Why don't you explain to somebody what it's in the lower level of the hospital.
Right.
And it's for people that just... had heart surgery, and you got to get back into society a little bit slower at a time. Because I remember when I got out of the hospital, and I just was itching to get out. I was getting 3 weeks in that hospital, and enough is enough already. Or I think I was a week in the hospital, but 2 weeks at home. And I told my surgeon, I got to get back to work. He called this building, the radio station, and he said, Don's coming back. He's not to go down any stairs. He's not to carry stuff. And there's someone who has to keep an eye on him because he's going to do it. And yeah, two people assigned to me. And it was creepy because they were always peering in windows looking at me to make sure I wasn't doing anything. And I didn't. But when I got near the steps, he would jump out of the darkness. And where are you going? I said, I'm going nowhere. I'm going to that room over here. Don't go down the steps. But at cardio rehab, you start slowly.
Right.
And you have people there who monitor your heart. You monitor your all your what you're doing. They watch the equipment you're on. And that you start real slow and work your way up.
Right. So cardiac and pulmonary rehab is a an exercise and education program that is geared towards reducing your risk of future cardiac events or managing a chronic illness. So some of our patients come to us with heart failure or a chronic lung condition.
And you got somebody from Channel 4 coming in the film today, right?
We do.
You got some 90-year-old people who work out at cardio rehab.
Right. So in addition to our cardiac rehab program, we offer a preventative health and wellness program. So through that program, we have people who are continuing to exercise after being a heart patient or trying to prevent becoming a heart or lung patient. And so they pay a monthly fee to join us and exercise in our program with our team.
Well, if they're in their 90s, it must be working.
I'd say. We have a great group right now. And I often say, if you'd like to see the Fountain of Youth, this is where you will find it.
That's neat.
They're independent and doing all that they need to do in their own homes.
That's fantastic. Megan Jessman is here now. It says MS after your name. That stands for?
Master of Science.
Ooh, a master's.
Most of our exercise physiologists do have their master's in clinical exercise physiology.
I was in the National Honor Society in high school. I wish I could have something after my name. That would be nice. So Megan Jessman is the regional supervisor, cardiovascular and pulmonary rehabilitation at Ascension All Saints and Ascension St. Francis. And I got to mention, because Elise Tien, am I saying it right, was here today. And Elise is the external communications Ascension Wisconsin. Came by just to make sure we didn't beat up on you too bad. We didn't beat up on you.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick review, real fast, the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk is coming up 9 a.m. Saturday at Ascension All Saints. And the Fall Wellness Fest is Thursday, October 2nd, 4 to 6:30 p.m. It's free at the Medical Office Building C parking lot. And that's coming up Thursday, October 2nd. We're talking October already. My goodness. Thanks for coming, Megan. Always good to see you. Thank you very much. It's 7:31. Don't forget our keyword this hour in our Multi-State Text to Win contest. Go to the Civic Media app after you download it. Look for WRJN. You'll see a blank space there, and you text the keyword NEW, N-E-W, so you can win some gold jewelry and $200 cash today. And also, the grand prize winner will get to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. That's pretty neat. 7:32, let's check our morning news, see what's going on right now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting last week near 12th and Schiller. 52-year-old Renard Vincent Riley is accused of firing a rifle at close range, injuring another man in the abdomen. The victim did survive and is recovering in the hospital. Riley also faces charges of being a felon with a firearm, bail jumping, and obstruction. Naval Station Great Lakes had some protesters near its front gate over the weekend. Faith leaders and community groups held what they call an interfaith prayer march moving down Sheridan Road before rallying outside the Navy base. They were urging ICE to end operations in Illinois. Protesters were denouncing what they say are intimidation tactics by federal officials. Homeland Security says their enforcement actions in the Chicago region focus on public safety and law enforcement priorities. It's reported over 500 people have been arrested so far as part of the effort. What you see going up now in Mount Pleasant is called Fairwater. That's what they're calling the first phase of the Microsoft project. The second phase, announced last week, will result in the most powerful AI data center in the world operating in Racine County. Job numbers are tough to keep track of. Some estimates include construction, some just long-term jobs. The company says that by early next year, the data center will create about 500 full-time jobs. That's expected to grow to 800 once a second campus is completed. There are still plans for Microsoft to build a data center in Kenosha County. Earlier this year, the company bought 240 acres at I-94 and 142. And single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Soon the roads are going to be filled with trucks, tractors, and various other agricultural machinery as harvest moves into full swing. But that may also create some new obstacles on the roads. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and here with tips on how to safely maneuver around farm equipment is Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
When you're coming on some of these town and county highways, you know, you run into more hills and things like that where visibility might not be as good as on a state or federal highway. Just be aware of that potential, that blind hill. There might be something on the other side of it to be preparing for before you even see it or know it's there. Just be conscious of those type of things. Something else to be concerned with is just be looking for the slow moving vehicle signs, the SMVs.
Lieutenant Bill Berger, along with us from the Wisconsin State Patrol, he also reminds us that the stopping time for large farm equipment is much longer than typical vehicles due to their weight, so be mindful of that. Find the full conversation with Lieutenant Berger at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
A new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature could make it easier for young farmers to get their start. State Representative Clint Moses is co-authoring a bill that would create a free statewide database connecting retiring farmers and landowners with beginning producers looking for land. The program would be run through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center, helping to keep farmland in agriculture, not development. Representative Moses is a beef cattle farmer himself, and he says this bill is all about preserving Wisconsin's farming future. You can find the story at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight. A mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 62.
She's the cheaper one of us as well. I can be wasteful. Like, if something gets to the bottom, I will throw it away. Ketchup. If ketchup gets, like, that much left, I'm like, blah. She will put the old ketchup with the new ketchup. That way your ketchup's always gross. Toothpaste. I will use it to what I think the average person uses it to. I don't think I should feel muscles trying to get it out. I'm not going to have an iron on top of it. But she'll do it more. So I know when I'm done with it, I give it to the hobo I married. She cuts it, gets it all out. I married an old man from the Depression is who I married. She would have thrived during the Depression. I don't think she would have known there was a Depression.
say.
Surfing USA, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 741. Well, we've heard that Tom Hanks is a nice guy. Let's actually prove it. Tom Hanks will clean toilets, tell jokes, even serve food if you'll let him get into outer space. He says he'd do all the work so others can be free to do other stuff. Yeah, that's nice. Tom Hanks cleaning my toilet in outer space. Don't forget, it's our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. Today's the first day of it. This is the first hour of it, too. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. It's free. Go to the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download the app. Look for WRJN. You'll see it there on the list of radio stations that are owned by Civic Media. Click on that. At the end of the app, at the end of WRJN, you'll see a text line. Text the keyword new this hour. That's our keyword this hour only. New, N-E-W. It'll be in the running for the daily prize of cash and jewelry, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Whoa. And you'll also be in the running for the grand prize when the contest is all over. The grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota. Club-level tickets. I think the game's in November, right? Around I think it's just before Thanksgiving, I think the game is. So anyway, you'll be in the running for that. But first, download the Civic Media app. Get WRJN on there. Text the keyword new, and that's it. All you got to do, and then you got to wait to be picked to win. From WRJN and Civic Media. 742, looking for a sunshiny day. Today's light chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75 degrees. Right now it's sunny, beautiful morning, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about. 'Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. And clean. Mm-hmm. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it said so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dream. Just an ordinary
Orlando and Dawn. They actually had a TV show. Remember the Tony Orlando and Dawn TV show on CBS back in the, what, 70s they had that? That was a good show. I enjoyed watching that. All right, so scientists from Japan say AI can help to understand what different chicken clucks mean with about 80% accuracy. Now, this isn't specific words, of course, but emotional states like hunger, fear, and excitement, like when they get nervous and they see the colonel's 7 secret spices, things like that. Can you understand what the clucks mean? I can't. That's ridiculous. I think. Hey, this is Q Sakamoto. Love this song, Sukiyaki at WRJN. Sakamoto, Sukiyaki, big top hit song on the Billboard charts back in the early 60s. That's a good tune. Never heard that in a while. 7:49, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You still have about 10 minutes to get in our very, very first multi-state contest, text to win contest here at Civic Media and WRJN. Download the Civic Media app. Do it at the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download it. It's free. It takes about a few seconds to download. Look for the call letters WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on WRJN. At the bottom, you'll see a little space for texting. This hour only, text the keyword new, N-E-W. N-E-W, text that keyword, and you'll be in the running for our daily giveaway of $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. Whoa, what a game. So get ready, text it now, because you only have about 9 more minutes to do it. Then you got to wait for Dan Marcus for the next contest in the 9 o'clock hour. All right, so get moving on that, okay? Now, we talked about understanding chicken clucks a few minutes ago. New research suggests that AI might be able to help us communicate with animals to some degree. The poll asked, if you had a pet and AI enabled you to have conversations with it, how likely would you want to do it? Overall, 33% of people said, yeah, very likely. They want to listen to what their pets have to say and talk back to them. Another 29% said they're somewhat interested. 25% of people not into this at all. Another 14% of people said they're not sure. But remember this. Before you wish your pets can talk, remember what they've seen. Pigtails.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
And the morning show on WRJN brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Lady from Pasadena, 7:55. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Once again, you only have a couple of minutes left to enter our first statewide, multi-state-wide Text to win contest to WRJN and Civic Media. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. Real simple. And every day, several hours a day, I'm going to run over the hours a little later on for you, especially in the 7 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday. We're going to give you a keyword. So download the app, look for WRJN, and click on WRJN. You'll see a space to type in the keyword. And this hour only, up until 8 o'clock, it's new, N-E-W. Text that to me. You'll be in the running for our daily prize, gold jewelry and $200 cash. And the grand prize coming up, which will be tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota. And that's coming up in November. Club-level seats, too. These are not cheap seats. Get the good seats. So text us right now, right here at WRJN. It's our Civic Media Multi-State Text to Win Contest from WRJN. Looking for a sunshiny day today with a chance, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 75. Maybe some more showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, 62 degrees at Radio Park.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. Turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
And see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors.
Painted black. Remember that? That was in the movie The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. They played it over the closing credits. It was a creepy ending to the movie, too. Painted black, the Stones at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A packed memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk at State Farm Stadium in Arizona was intended as not just a remembrance, but a call to action. His widow took the lead. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
In an emotional tribute Sunday, Erica Kirk spoke of the devout Christian values she shared with her late husband Charlie and offered these words to his assassin.
That young man.
I forgive him.
Now, the CEO of Turning Point USA, the conservative organization her husband founded, Kirk pledged to grow the movement. Moments later, President Trump, the event's headlining speaker, called Kirk's death an attack on the entire nation.
The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us.
The president teased a major health announcement today.
I think we found an answer to all.